is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of February, 2012. It was on this day, 1978, the first public dial-up computerized bulletin board system, or CBBS, went online in Chicago. In 1978, the Internet was in its infancy, not available even to most computer users, but with the CBBS, members could dial in using a telephone modem and post notes to each other. It was the beginning of social networking. It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Ford, born Jackson, Mississippi, 1944, author of The Sports Writer, Independence Day, The Lay of the Land, a trilogy, three novels published about 10 years apart. He grew up across the street from the house where the novelist Eudora Welty had grown up. Richard Ford, who said, "For a writing life to flourish, your mind has to go outwards." It's the birthday of Henry Adams, born Boston, 1838, whose memoir, The Education of Henry Adams, came out the year he died in 1918. He was the great-grandson of John Adams, the grandson of John Quincy Adams, went to Harvard, traveled around Europe, journalist, later taught medieval history, also wrote two novels, a number of biographies, and The History of the United States of America, 1801 to 1817, in nine volumes, a neglected masterpiece. Henry Adams felt that his education had failed to help him come to terms with a changing world, and that was the thrust of his memoir, which did not mention his wife Clover, who he was in love with and who committed suicide 13 years after their marriage. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle entitled Bus Driver. Standing at the back door, waiting while the bus's engine hums against the dark cold, its exhaust, a flume chilling into ice, melting the snow beneath it. Driver, hands in pockets, draws on his cigarette, exhales, and feels the mean language of age move in his bones. Behind him, in the loser's locker room, he knows his boys are dressing slowly, staring into mirrors, settling their wet hair straight, frowning at the way they have to look, trying to think of anything but the silent ride home. The snow, packed hard now in midwinter, squeaks underfoot, and the air freezes in the lungs, burns like a tongue stuck to a frozen lamppost. Driver glances at the bus, Wilson Public Schools in black letters along its side. Then up into the sky, clouds crossing the full moon's light like angels trying to comfort anyone against a loss. The players come out, pass him, step up into the bus, find their seats. Coach gets on last, sits in front. Driver takes a last draw, feels the smoke mix in his lungs, exhales, drops the butt, a quiet hiss into the ice, gets on, and pulls the warm bus out across the empty lot, down a block, left onto the highway home. Bus Driver, a poem by Jack Riddle from his collection Losing Season, published by Cavan Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.